Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Getting back to these period products. Now, Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland made history by passing a cabinet bill to make all period products free. And now Lynn Boylan has done the same. Well, she hasn't done the same, but she's looking for a motion passed through the bill or the Dáil here in Ireland to do the same here in Ireland. She says for women and girls. I hardly think it's for anybody else, no matter what, how politically correct you happen to be. But anyway, she wants free period products for all women and girls. So I want to ask, is it a good idea? Because we got a message in from somebody, from a guy who believes it's the most ridiculous thing he's ever heard and thinks it's silly. And we were talking to some people here today about it in the office, and most people thought it was, yeah, a good idea, primarily women. And but there was one or two who said, for God's sake, you know what I mean? What, you want them for free? Should it only cost you about a fiver a month, for God's sake? What next? You'd be looking for Jack's roll for nothing, because somebody mentioned in the office, but sure, it's a bodily function. But so is going to the toilet. It's a bodily function. It just so happens that women have this extra bodily function. So, you know, what about, for example, people who suffer from BO? Should they get, you know, sprays for free, deodorants for free? Because after all, it's a BO, it's a problem, isn't it, for some people who sweat a lot? So I mean, how far do we go with giving stuff away for free? Let me know what you think. The number is 087 188 0008. Or maybe you agree they should be free, because after all, you don't want what they call period poverty. And there is such a thing, by the way. I didn't just make that up. It's called period poverty. It's where girls, primarily obviously, or women, don't have the money for sanitary products. I don't know what they do in those cases, but they don't have the money for them because they're expensive. Let me know what you think. The number's 087 188 0008. Debbie, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Debbie?
Good, how are you?
Good. Debbie, you did a little bit of research.
Well, it was a research. It wasn't about, it was about sanitary wear for women, but it was to do with the female symbol, the circle with the cross, the upside down cross, that's the female
symbol.
Yes,
yeah.
That used to be on the Procter and Gamble Always Ultra products. And there was a motion put to Procter and Gamble that to take the female symbol off it, because it was the group that requested it be taken off said that everybody can use sanitary products.
Yeah, like what? Men shove them up their arse?
Probably.
Yeah, well, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, I remember the trouble over that at the time. And to be honest with you, that's a pretty degrading thing to do to women, because I don't know men who use sanitary products.
I can tell you, they did take the symbol off products.
That's right.
Like, at that time when I researched it, like, I had to give my opinion on it in the research project that I did. And, like, as a woman, I didn't agree with the symbol being taken off it. You know what I mean? Because
no, that was political. That was political correctness, Debbie. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, transgenders around the world who use those products, I imagine. But I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the biological aspect of transgenderism and whether they've all had an operation, etc.
Why change something that has been going fine?
Absolutely, it's been perfectly fine. And to be honest with you, you know, I just think it's degrading to women to take the. I mean, look, it's women who have periods. That's the bottom line. If you're biologically a woman, you have periods. If you're biologically a man, you don't have periods. That's it. Simple as. Unless you want to play with a tampon or do something silly with it. let's not even go there.
No, I don't agree with sanitary products being given out for free. I mean, if that's the case, we give babies nappies for free. Do you know what I mean?
Well, there was suggestions in the past that babies nappies should be for free. You know, if people don't have money.
No,
are you allowed? Do you get a certain amount of nappies on a medical card? No,
no.
Do you not? I'm just wondering. I'm only asking. I thought you did.
No.
Hmm.
No, you don't get... Well, baby's nappies, you don't get on the medical card. Not that I'm aware of, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, on average, it costs a woman probably anything between 5 and 10 euros a month for their sanitary...
And are they branded ones, yeah?
Yeah, but you're talking about tampons or Always Ultra or whatever. It doesn't have to be branded one.
I mean, do you get what I'm saying? Can you get them in Lidl or Aldi cheaper?
Absolutely you can.
Right, okay. So in other words, anywhere between 2 and 7 euro, depending on what you want to pay.
Yeah, depending on what you want to pay. So, like, I mean, if you can go out and spend 50 quid or 100 quid a night, even one night a month in the pub and nightclub, now you can't at the moment because of COVID, but before that, why can't you spend 10 euros a month on sanitary
wear? Yeah, now, there are women, or there is a thing called period poverty. And, you know, there are women, obviously, who, you know, maybe a single mom who's struggling, you know, with her finances, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and that can make all the difference, that 5 quid.
Okay, well, that's what maybe public health nurses are there for, to speak to them, or maybe the GP or somebody would be able to help them out.
If you were that desperate, I suppose, yeah.
If you were that desperate, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll stay there for a second, because Julie are on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Julie?
Hi, Niall.
Well, in Scotland, they've made them for free. Now, I know they took the VAT off them years ago, so there's no tax on them in this country anyway. I know in England they're having a problem with that. But they've made them free in Scotland, and now Lynn Boylan wants to do the same here in Ireland. Should they be free?
They should be free. The only time that I ever got a free tampon or a free sanitary towel, there used to be in the nightclubs a girl, a lady in the corner, and she used to have everything that you could need on the table, and it was all free. Like, obviously, you gave her whatever you had.
Oh, I remember her. Yeah, I remember the woman in the jacket. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think, yeah, it should be free.
Right. And well, according to, you know, Angela, or not Angela, I should say, Debbie is saying, well, I mean, it's only a few quid every month, for God's sake.
Yeah, but times are tough, you know?
I mean,
who's going to say no to them free?
Well, of course. You know, I mean, nobody's going to say no to them for free, but, you know, somebody has to pay for them. They're not actually free. It's the taxpayer that's paying for them. Because Always Ultra are not going to give them to the Irish government for nothing.
And let me tell you, Always Ultra, Procter & Gamble, or whoever, whatever a company makes them, they're going to make an awful lot more money off the government paying for them for free for the women in the country than they would get out of profit from us buying it in the shop.
Yeah, they'll be charging top dollar. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I don't. I actually don't agree with
that. So, in other words, technically speaking, Julie, I'll be paying for them for you. Generally, because I'm paying tax. So,
but there's an awful lot of stuff that we already pay for through tax that I a whole new programme for that situation. But, no, I wouldn't. I'd happily pay tax for somebody to have a free tampon.
Right, okay.
I would.
You're not running with that, Debbie Sheeran.
No, I'm not. Okay, well, if that's the case, I'd happily pay for my taxes for mothers to have nappies for their children.
Why don't they do it then? This is the whole thing.
Ah, Jesus, Julie, everything can't be for free. Everything,
no,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? What about Jack's roll? I mean, why not get Jack's roll for free as well? That's a bodily function too. What about tissues in case you want to blow your nose? After all,
shampoo,
COVID is out there.
Shampoo for your hair.
I mean, deodorant for sweaty people. Why not? I mean, just throw everything in for free. See, I mean, Julie, you have to draw the line somewhere.
You have to draw the line somewhere, but not on sanitary towels. Come on, Lyle. They need to be free. Seriously, they really do. Make them free.
Okay, well, stay there. Let me go. James, hashtag free sanitary towels. Good. How you doing, James? All right, James?
Good evening, Lyle.
Good evening, James. James, should tampons be free?
No, they shouldn't.
Right.
No, they shouldn't.
Well, Julie believes they should be.
What did he say?
He said, no, they shouldn't, Julie.
Ah.
Yeah, he's a man. What do you expect?
But which way are you gauging it for them to be free? If your argument is that necessary, well, many things are necessary. Food is necessary. Should that be free? Clothes are necessary. Housing is necessary.
But you could argue on the grounds of equality. We all eat food, but only women use tampons.
Yes, okay.
But it's not only tampons. Not all women use tampons.
Oh, yeah, use bras as well. We don't need milk. I know some men do use bras, but it's a bit weird. Anyway, yeah. So there are things that women... Mind you, there are things that men use too that women don't. I'm trying to think of an example. condoms. Yeah, there you go. Although I do believe that contraception should be free anyway. That's a whole... So where are we going with this?
Yeah,
James, go ahead.
That's just the mathematics now. Do you want to pay for a child long term, or do you want to pay short term for a condom? You know?
Mm.
When you add up like education, housing, etc., when you could have just paid a euro or something for a condom.
Yeah, yeah.
Get them all for free. So, you know, that's a more economic argument to that.
Yeah. I mean, somebody mentions, by the way, that they're not the only thing. So it says half the population are male, and why should their taxes pay for sanitary products? I'm also sick of constant ads on the television for tampons, sanitary towels, incontinent pads, thrush creams and vaginal lubricants. That's that one they keep advertising on the television. Vagisil. When I look at the ad, I go, oh my God. Why did they put that ad on the television all the time? It's a Vagisil. Vagiway.
Well, come here. Unfortunately, women have, body-wise, different things, more things to deal with than men.
But so it's not unfortunate. It's a fact of life.
Not unfortunate. I mean, that's the wrong word. But women have more physical things to deal with than men. So obviously the advertisements on TV are going to be for women's products because men don't need them. We physically.
Why do the tampon ads, by the way, always have this girl playing tennis in white clothes and riding a horse and stuff like that?
According to
Tampax,
anyone can have a period.
I don't know any woman now in her period will be running around in white clothes and riding horses, to be honest with you.
I've been on the couch eating a box of Quality Street. That's what I've been doing.
With slippers on.
Yeah.
And your hair not washed in 3 days. Sorry, James, getting back to the serious part of the conversation. Well, James, they've just made them free in Scotland. They've made history. Nicola Sturgeon is a hero over there to the Scottish women.
Scotland's gone off the wall now.
I know, isn't it? It really has. Yeah.
Did you see the Justice Minister was trying to bring in legislation last month in Scotland? A little bit off topic, but I think it's relevant to how crazy they've gone. Where they wanted, you know, private conversations in your own home.
Yeah.
Even if there's nobody in the house that's offended by it. Just the mere fact that you said something offensive should be criminalised and you should report the person for saying it.
What, like your husband? No.
Your husband, your brother, your sister, anything.
Right, so if you're having a conversation in the house and they say something a little bit offensive to you, that you can report them to the police.
Yeah, or would be offensive in general, even though nobody was there to take actual offence. I wasn't targeting the individual. Just that you said something.
But you know what? Nothing surprises me. The world has gone nuts. There's nothing surprises me anymore. I want to get off this planet now at this stage.
Yeah, so
do I. And I don't. We'll have nobody to talk to or listen to.
Exactly.
Okay, but James, you do the thing, it's over the top. This kind of free tampons and free stuff, crush creams and Vagisils.
I don't think the role of government is to be daddy now. You know, tampons are extremely cheap. You know, it's like there's no such thing as period poverty.
That's what they're saying. That's what they talked about in the UK and in Scotland was period poverty.
So ladies are actually living in poverty because of the menstrual cycle. That they need to go out and spend £1 or £2 on a packet of tampons.
Yeah, I don't. Julie, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Nobody's going skint because they have to buy tampons.
No, but here, look, the medical card, can entitle you to a boob job. So I think the medical card should entitle you to a free packet of tampons every time you have them.
Yeah, but the justification for that is on mental health grounds, because those lovely individuals go in and claim that they're suicidal if they don't get their breasts fixed because their self-esteem is on the floor. It's not just because, here's a nice set of tits for you. It's mental health grounds, which I disagree with.
I can tell you now, you do not get a boob job on the medical card.
You can. People have.
You can, Niall, but you go through a rigorous amount. Women go through a rigorous amount of...
There was a woman in prison last year. We did a story on a woman in prison in the Docus last year, I think. Ashling will find the story, but I think it was last year, the year before. And she got a boob job while in jail.
Yeah, because
all you have to do is prove that, you know, that it's affecting your mental health because
depression
because you have small boobs.
Yeah, but those cases are very far between.
But you don't think it's absurd? Full stop. Fair enough if you have to have breast cancer and you need like reconstruction.
Of course, absolutely.
Something. Fair enough. I can understand that.
Or if you need a reduction because some women have very large breasts, which can actually have medical problems and affect their spine and their back and all sorts of things. For large-breasted women too.
A lady going in saying my boobs are a bit saggy and, you know, I'm feeling a bit down about it. I genuinely think it's a bit absurd, considering all the problems we actually do have that we could be spending our money on.
Yeah, somebody, by the way, has complained by text here and said, I'm being completely... Well, I'm not homophobic because I haven't mentioned that there are men in the world that use tampons.
Hold on, Noel. I said that according to Tampax, anyone can menstruate.
Well, that's right. Yeah, their latest ad, wasn't it? Because I actually tweeted about it at the time. They actually put an ad up. I wonder, can I find it? Tampax put up an ad saying that to celebrate. Not it wasn't women who bleed. It was persons who bleed.
That's ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous.
And to that person, it wouldn't be homophobic, it'd be transphobic. And I don't even understand that aspect of the argument, because these people want...
I think this whole thing, by the way, that whole idea of, you know, including men in strictly women's products, I think it undermines women. I just believe... Because, I mean, this is something that's unique to the biological female.
Even the lipstick, like...
The aspect, well, then, like,
well you, men can wear lipstick too.
It's female to male, but they don't get the surgery. So they technically still menstruate, but they class themselves as men, so therefore they should...
Well, I'm assuming, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I'm assuming that women who become men will take testosterone, and I'm assuming then that hormonally change them, and maybe they don't menstruate. I don't know.
But by the legal definition, well, you actually don't need to take any forms of hormones to be.
Well, that's you can self-identify. You know, Okay, well, we're going off this topic anyway. Okay, so they shouldn't be free, is the point you're making. They get enough for nothing, is what you're saying.
Yeah. They should be free.
Why? You haven't put forward a good argument.
I don't need to judge. Apparently,
you don't
want to
pay for them.
Be free.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for a lot of things in life. And considering like there's far more expensive things out there that aren't necessary, I'd be batting for them.
You know, I'm trying to think what men would like. You know, aftershave. Should I get free aftershave, Julie?
No, you shouldn't get free aftershave, but that's completely different. Like, if that's the case, like, I'm hungry, McDonald's should be free. That's not what, like, that. It's a sanitary towel. It's a tampon.
Yeah, but hold on. Well, food is necessary, and food is actually one of the largest expenditures you will have.
Food is a choice.
Well, food is actually free, isn't it? Because is it in the Constitution, as far as I know, that you are entitled to free food? You are entitled to bread, milk, tea bags. Isn't it tea bags? Something else.
Is it tea.
Yeah, butter. Butter. That's why during the rationing, all those things were free. You are entitled to those things.
Enough to keep you alive, obviously.
Yeah, to keep you alive. So if you walked into a shop with no money, I think it's still there in law that you can get bread, butter, sugar, milk, and the basics, and just give your name and address. Look it up, Ashley. I think it's still in Irish law. Now, I don't think people do it, and I think the spar shop will probably look at you twice if you ask for it. But
with your face on the ground.
It's more like one of those old laws that a pregnant woman can have a shite in a Garda hat. Yeah. Did you ever hear that one?
Yeah.
Did you never hear that one? There is an old Irish law that a pregnant woman is allowed to have a shite in a Garda's hat. Or a piss. Is it a piss in a Garda's hat?
Poo.
She's allowed to go to the toilet in a Garda's hat.
Yeah, because I don't think you can die from holding in your wee, but holding in your poo.
Yeah, no, it's your poo, Ash. Yeah, poo, Ashley, what are you saying to me? It's poo, it's not wee. Because you can hold. She's trying to look it up there now at the moment. Let me go to Anthony. Anthony, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Anthony?
Not too bad, Niall. How are you doing?
Good. I can't remember whether it's pee or a poo, but I know you can do it in a Garda's hat anyway.
I think it's a poo, you're right, yeah.
Yeah. because it's illegal to pee on the streets, but it's not illegal to poo on the street.
Yeah, because it actually can be damaging, just like James just said there.
Try and hold it in, yeah.
Yeah.
You damage your sphincter.
Damaging.
Your sphincter.
Yeah. But
or your colon.
Sick to death. I don't agree with the stupid thing that they've passed. It's actually more of a third world problem than a first world problem.
Right.
I mean, there's women in Africa, India, other places, third world countries that don't have any sanitary products whatsoever. And they should be getting free sanitary products, not people living in, I know we're not really millionaires here in this country, but we don't have a bad standard of life. We wouldn't be a third world country. And I'm sick of watching the television. And if it's not, oh, when I go into the gym, I have a secret. When I lift up my weight, I don't wee anymore because I have my incontinence pad and it soaks up even more.
Oh, that's very good. I'm glad you remember the whole rhyme there, Anthony. That's very good, yeah.
And a couple of minutes after that then, vaginal alignment for vaginal dryness. And then...
Are you studying these, Anthony? Yeah, go on, yeah. What else is there?
Then the next ad break, Caniston Thrush Cream with a tablet and a cream.
That just shove up your you-know-whatsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just like, and then tampons.
Well, they do have to advertise. They do have marketing, you know, campaigns. They do have to advertise because they want people to buy their brand.
But I mean, who's going to buy it? Like, men aren't going to buy it, are they?
What?
Men aren't going to buy the market.
No, but they're marketing towards women because there's a couple of different brands out there. They want them to buy their brand, of course. Always is probably the most popular
one. Would you not agree that there's a bit of an overkill in it lately?
Yeah, I remember my father when an ad, it was only probably in the mid-80s that ads for tampons started coming on the television, because the Catholic Church would never allow it beforehand. But I remember the ad would come on for tampons. It was always a girl playing tennis or something like that. And
yeah,
and my dad would start whistling and go, knock off the television quick.
Yeah.
At the television, because you'd have to get up and knock off. We'd no remote controls in those days, so he physically had to get up. He was like lightning speed up off the counter, and he'd knock off, change the channel.
And you'd want to get out of the room as quickly as possible.
Oh, a big red face on you. What's that all about? Yeah, tampon. Ooh, do you use them, mammy?
But I heard a very good story actually about a girl, and when she was younger, her father found a packet of tampons, and it was Christmas. And
he thought they were for the Christmas tree.
She came home from school and he thought they were decorations, and he hung them on the Christmas tree.
I suppose he could have coloured them first, couldn't he? Dyed a few of them or whatever.
He didn't have a clue what they were.
Dipped them in coloured water or something like that. They'd expand then.
And he thought, oh, well, they'd be lovely now on the tree.
Mm.
And she came home from school, she said she didn't know where to look.
Yeah, I mean, I think most lads at some time stage thought they were great crack. You know, the yolks that they use to put them in the plastic thing that you fire it. Like, you could use that like a pea shooter, you know what I mean? Okay,
yeah.
Oh, by the way, now, Aisling is correcting me, by the way, in relation to the doing it in the Garda hat if you're pregnant. She says now it is stated that it's urinating, not pooing. So you can urinate in the Garda's hat, is that what you're telling me? You should try that, Julie, sometimes. Walk up to your local garden and say, can I have your hat? I need to have a piss.
I could be arrested unless I was pregnant. Are you allowed to if you're pregnant? I must try that though.
Well, you know, it is legal.
You can go and wee in a garden. What do you say, like?
Well, hang on. Just we'll sit there, Auntie, for a second. Let me just go to Ash for a second. Sorry, Ash.
Yes, so it does say that it is apparently legal by bylaws. But it does say, however, it does seem unlikely that a guard would offer his helmet for this purpose. So.
Right, okay.
I don't think it's going to fly if you go up to a guy and go, how are you?
Any chance you had one?
I'm caught short here. I'm pregnant. I need to go.
Piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go. It is. It is a thing. Yeah.
I must have been bored one day, now.
Sorry? Somebody was bored. But have you ever seen some of the laws in America? I remember looking them up one day. Like, it's illegal to kill a chicken on a Tuesday. And all there's loads of weird laws in the world, all over the world, in every country of the world, that just have never been got rid of because we figured, sure, no one's ever going to use that law anyway. There is loads of different laws that we've just never used. They kind of get wasted. Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to June. June, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing?
Yes. Hi, I'm fine. And you?
I'm good. You believe, stay there, Auntie. June, you believe that period poverty is a thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Of course it is. Look, I menstruated for over 30 years.
Okay.
And particularly James, I want to point that out.
Oh, okay.
And it costs a lot more than you think.
You can go to Tesco's and pick up Tesco brand tampons or pads for 69 cents.
Yeah, when I don't obviously anymore need them, but I know that for years they were a lot more expensive than that. And there are women, and I've known women who didn't have the money and used toilet paper. What do you suggest we do? Just bleed all over the place?
But what did your father feel?
I think you're being dismissive. I'd like to ask you one question.
Okay, fire away.
Please, let me ask you a question. What did your partner think of this?
She literally came in and tapped me on the shoulder and said they're 69 cents because I said they were a euro. She disagrees also. She thinks it's ridiculous, the idea.
Yeah, well, maybe she does because you're in a position not to have to worry about how much it costs.
69 cents, yeah.
There are... Yeah, but do you
well,
know,
I, well, no, I think that's a bit... June, I think it's a bit unfair. I've spoken to James before. I don't think he's in a million-dollar job either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
he's
an
average job.
To say that he'd have no idea if he thinks one packet of tampons is going to last you for 7 days of bleeding.
Okay,
you have no fucking idea of how many you need.
Okay.
Would you not agree that it's more of a third-world problem than a first-world problem?
There are people, particularly in the UK... and across Europe and in America, who are very poor. And if you don't know that by now, You should.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah, well, let James respond to that. Sorry, let James respond to that. James.
Okay, so what would be the average usage per cycle? Probably 3 packs.
No, Ashley just told me one.
No, it depends on the flow.
Yeah, but it depends on what size of box are you thinking of?
Okay, well, let me just establish something here. Julie, how many's in a pack?
How many is in a pack?
Of Ollie.
2.
In an average pack.
What?
12 in an average pack.
12.
Right, okay. And without being too personal, Julie, you know, I mean, when you have your period, how many would you use?
Probably about 3.
Okay, so June.
I would have used a lot more.
Okay, depending
would
on...
Would you have used 12, June?
Would you have used 12?
12 packs?
No.
I used... you mean 12 Tampax?
Yeah.
My God, no! I had to get those big boxes.
That's so funny.
Okay, so the point he's making is you would only use one pack and you can pick up a pack of non-branded ones for €1 or €2.
But what I'm pointing out is that you use a lot. I mean, like, it depends on how much you bleed.
I know all that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, to say that one box is going to get you through a whole 6 or 7 days of bleeding is ridiculous. You can't leave them in very long, or you can get toxic syndrome from it.
Okay, well, you heard that, yeah.
Actually, Niall, Mr. Muscle.
Okay, whatever. Angie, let's not go down that road. Yeah. Jesus. Okay.
Do we have to train?
Let's stop that part of the conversation immediately.
Yes.
All right, okay, thank you. Let's get more serious, please, if we can. But, I mean, Anthony, listening to what June is saying, we can't deny, on a serious note, that there is period poverty in the world. And not just in, you know, third world countries. In the Western world, there is period. There are women who may be single parents with, say, 3 kids who are living on every euro that they have. You know what I mean?
Hang on, James. You must admit, it's not that bad, really. I mean, it's much worse in Africa and third world countries.
Anthony, you really pissed me off.
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because you say, oh, it's not really that bad. Look, do you realize what women, like in America particularly, that you think is such a rich country, but there are women on minimum wage and they don't have contracts.
It's not trailer trash.
That's disgusting. There are real women working 2 or 3 jobs and living in their cars.
Country invented that expression, not me, trailer trash and rednecks. I didn't invent it, or Irish people didn't invent it.
Yeah, but it's got nothing, it's irrelevant to this conversation. Because there are women all over look, the system in America is vicious. And there are people everywhere. And some people would like to ignore them. And they do minimum wage jobs and they can't even keep a roof over their head. And buying sanitary products is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't sort of dismiss it as, I mean, I can't believe you said trailer trash and rednecks.
Like I said, it was your people, your fellow people invented that.
Yeah, but do you think that exists in the UK or anywhere in the world? Are you blind?
Well, no, I'm not blind. I'm not deaf, and I'm not stupid either.
Yeah, but you have no idea what it's like for a woman who has to menstruate, who menstruates every month. And I menstruated every month for over 30 years.
Sorry, James, what are you trying to say there, June?
Well, I suppose those women would, especially in the UK and Ireland, they probably have drug addictions or alcohol problems.
Why are you making that assumption?
Yeah, but why would you mention that?
Because I've looked, okay.
They still bleed, James.
I've never came across an individual in Ireland that didn't have €2 a month.
I have come across women.
Well, I suppose the point he's making is the minimum amount of money you would have in this country as an individual is €209 or whatever it is to the dole nowadays. That's the minimum amount of money you will get. So, you know, to set aside a euro for or €2 for a packet.
There are women everywhere. And, you know, in the UK, there are a lot of banks where people get food and sanitary products.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are extremely poor.
But those, they still exist. I mean, there is food banks and places over here where you can go if you're really stuck. You could go and get those kind of things. The point is, if we made it abundant or just free for everybody, it'll cost the state quite a substantial amount of money. But stay there, June, for
so
a second.
What?
Tony, you're on Classic Hits. Stay there, June.
Hello.
Hi, Tony. How are you doing? What do you want to say?
How you doing?
What do you want to say?
Hello. Yeah, no, it shouldn't be free. Not at all.
Okay, but what about women who just can't afford them?
All right, put it this way, right? I've had asthma all my life. It's hindered me from doing a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
A lot of things I wanted to do. I have to pay £25 a month for my prescription.
But if you didn't have the money, you'd have a medical card to get it.
That's nothing. I mean, that's nothing to do with it.
I work.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't anything to do with this subject.
It's nothing to do with it. Why don't you tell me why they should get it for free?
Pardon?
You tell me why women should get sanitary towels for free.
You know, let me be really straight with you.
Go on.
You don't understand, and you're not a woman. And I think that you're just being very dismissive.
Very dismissive.
You're just
why?
Being dismissive.
Why am I being dismissive?
And don't compare it to a prescription that you have to get for another health. A health issue.
Like,
that's
you don't
different.
Ask to have periods. You didn't ask to have periods, did you? Like, I never asked to have asthma.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I said, you didn't ask to have periods, same as I never asked to have asthma.
What's that got to do with asthma?
Well, the point he's making, June, is that there's nothing he can do about having asthma. He'll have it all his life. So he has to buy... Helena here used to have asthma. Well, she still does. And she had to buy an inhaler every month. So it cost him £25 a month for an inhaler.
Is that anything to do with...
Doesn't
with
make it, and the point
period?
He's making is it's a bodily thing. It's his lungs. He needs it to open his airways. Otherwise, he could bloody die. Have an asthma attack.
A woman bleeding every month.
She's not going to die. But the point is that, okay, he accepts that you bleed every month, that women bleed every month, but he's saying, I have to pay for my inhaler, which is actually more life-threatening than having a period, by the way.
You know what I really wish? I know women, and we've said it ourselves for a long time, we really wished that men went through 6 months of having periods.
Oh,
and
dear,
then possibly they might understand.
Oh, good.
You
God.
Have
well,
no
you,
idea.
If you can't afford the £3 a month for 10
Sorry?
Packs, if you can't afford the three quid a month for 10 packs,
it costs
why don't you buy
more
some
than that,
you
idiot. You don't want, you know, like, how many do you think you use every day?
But I mean, you're saying men should have periods for 6 months to know what it feels like. Well, then I could equally say to you, why don't you get asthma for 6 months and know what that feels like?
Because asthma is not anything. You're using something that is irrelevant.
Oh, now Aisling's getting... Now Aisling's getting involved in the conversation. What's wrong with you, Aisling?
I'm giving aid, you know, because women do not have a choice to have periods.
Yeah, what do you think? Tony has a choice to
have
asthma.
Choice to have asthma.
But that's irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant.
Yes, it is.
I can't even believe this conversation.
There's a huge percent of the population of asthma. Huge percentage.
This is disgusting.
This is not disgusting. It's a fair comment.
It is because you're making irrelevant comparison.
I work, he's going to get taken out of my tax to pay for your vampire snack packs and all.
This has nothing to do with the subject. Whether you have asthma or not, it's like saying, well, somebody has arthritis. I have to take lots of pain medication because I have a spinal condition. But I wouldn't compare that to menstruating.
Jesus
I wouldn't.
Christ.
June, you're an intelligent woman. I don't know why you can't get what he's saying.
I do understand what he's saying, but I do believe the topic is not connected.
Well, somebody says, why don't we introduce a period tax for women to pay in their salaries?
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
I beg your pardon?
Why should men have to pay for it?
I can't, you're not, I can't.
No, it was a text. It was a text that came in that said, you know, why don't women have to pay, why don't they pay a period tax in their salaries and leave men alone?
Oh, that's mad.
I know, yeah. Well, it's a bit over the top, all right. But I see both sides of the argument. Of course, you know, I'm sure, Aisling, if they were free, you'd happily take them. And of course, you would, no matter what's free. If the food was free, we'd happily take it as well. But you can't make everything for free. You
yeah, of course. But can we just highlight here, throughout the whole topic of conversation, it is a clear divide where women want to free, men are like, I don't want to pay for
no,
it.
No, no. Debbie was on the start of the show.
No. She's right.
Debbie was on the start, so they should be free.
Hang on a minute, right? One of the women said earlier, you know, you used to get them free in the nightclub.
Well, no, you never got them free in the nightclub. That's a lie. You never got them free in the nightclub.
Hang on. He's got a point. There's a little bit of irony in the fact that she was in a nightclub sculling pints or sculling beer or whatever it is, but she can't afford a tampon.
Yeah, no, but that's true, but that's fine. But can we just highlight that in the clubs, you don't get them free either. You have to give money to the woman that's sitting there.
And you only get one.
Yeah. So it's not free. It's not free for all.
You're going to go to a nightclub every night and try to get 10 off of her?
Oh, leave it out.
A few chewing gums as well.
You're going to the extreme now.
I just like the way you said that. Leave it out. Oh, leave it out.
No, don't leave it out. Take it away.
Tony, thanks very much indeed. Listen to you. It's been a pleasure as always. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank
all
you.
Right,
thank
bye,
you.
Bye, bye, bye.